880-4259.
If you've tried everything on the market and can't seem to get the radiant results you want from your skincare routine, it's time you stop shopping and start listening. Skin Health Today will help you take charge and start making smart choices for a lifetime of radiant skin and positive self-image. Join host Celeste Hilling and her esteemed panel of experts every Thursday at noon Pacific Standard Time for Skin Health Today, broadcasting on World Talk Radio, Studio A.
Brian turned to glance at the pilot, who suddenly had both hands on his stomach and was grimacing in pain.
I don't know, kid.
The pilot's words were a hiss, barely audible.
Bad aches here. Bad aches.
He stopped as a fresh spasm of pain hit him. The pilot was having a heart attack. Brian saw the pilot slam into the seat one more time. One more awful time, he slammed back into the seat, and his right leg jerked, pulling the plane to the side. Brian was sitting in a bush plane roaring 7,000 feet above the northern wilderness with a pilot who had suffered a massive heart attack and who was either dead or in something close to a coma. He was alone. In the roaring plane, he was alone. The plane, committed now to crashing, fell like a stone, and Brian eased back and braced himself for the crash. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Hatchet by Gary Paulson. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Do you know who your kids are talking to on the internet? Every day, children are sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Annie Arman.
Live. Teens, you have got to tune into this show and listen to your fellow teens. If you're out there confused because somebody is trying to put doubts in you, making you think that you can't do what you want to do, get it straight. You can, you will, and you will get it done no matter what. And don't ever give up because you're not alone.
Don't miss Annie Arman Live on Voice America, Wednesdays from 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome to Body Talk, a comprehensive look at traditional, alternative, and functional medicine, featuring Dr. Stephen Ross with co-host Drake Kellis. Now let's discuss Body Talk. Here are Dr. Ross and Drake.
Welcome to Body Talk with your hosts, Drake Kellis and Dr. Stephen Ross. And today we're doing the pilot show, and we're really excited about introducing this show to you. And the idea behind Body Talk is really exciting. I'm going to let Dr. Stephen Ross share what Body Talk is going to be about.
Thank you, Drake. I'm really excited that we're getting this radio show off to a great start here this morning. Body Talk is really going to be an area where people can go, where the public can go, and listen to cutting-edge information on what's happening today in healthcare, not only in alternative healthcare, but traditional healthcare. We're going to be interviewing some of the top doctors in the United States in the area of weight loss and immunization and digestive health, cardiovascular health. It's going to be real exciting. We've got a lot of great guests lined up here.
Well, who are some of the guests that are going to be talking on Body Talk in the future shows?
Next week, we're going to have Dr. Ted Corin, who is an expert in the area of immunization, and he has spoken numerous times in front of Congress and all over the world, as a matter of fact, on immunization. And then we're going to have Dr. Michael Danziger, who is the doctor that actually led the nutrition portion of the program, The Biggest Loser, on the television program.
Oh, that's exciting.
And he continues with that, and he continues to do some very high-level research in weight loss and comparison of the different weight loss programs out there, comparing and contrasting them, why they work, why they don't work. And then we have Dr. Kellerman with neuroscience. And he's going to be he'll talk to us about nutrition and the brain. And that's a really fascinating area right now.
That's exciting. And, you know, this show's really about the listeners. It's an opportunity for the listeners to really understand that there is a difference that they can be made with understanding what some of these areas that we're talking about, like functional medicine and some of the chronic diseases. But, Dr. Ross, I wanted you to give a background about who you are and what got you involved in this
sure,
to begin with.
Sure. Well, thanks. Yes, and I got started. I've been in practice over 26 years now, Drake.
Wow.
And I started many years ago following a motor vehicle accident where I was injured, and I ended up in a lot of pain. And through the next months and years, I had gone to numerous medical doctors, and all that they really had to offer to me was medication, drugs. And for the longest time, I was really hooked on some very heavy narcotics because they really didn't know what else to do. And it was at that point that I got to thinking that there's got to be some alternative to this. I'm not going to live on pain medication, but unfortunately that's what was available. So I started researching more in the area of alternative medicine, and that really piqued my interest in an area of chiropractic. And I got into chiropractic. I graduated back in 1982 after realizing that there are differences in
right.
traditional and alternative medicine. And chiropractic, which most listeners probably don't realize, half of our education is nutrition. So nutrition became a very big part of me and of my practice. And as I was treating my patients for pain and chronic illness, I realized that there was another level that we needed to go to here because I could just get the patient so far by recommending nutritional vitamins and supplements. And that's when I got interested in the area of functional diagnostic medicine. And as you know, functional medicine has been around for quite a long time.
Right.
Dates back about 32 years when Dr. Jeffrey Bland, who is one of my mentors, coined the term functional diagnostic medicine.
Right.
And functional diagnostic medicine is real interesting because it looks at the body as a whole person, not as we see in traditional medicine, where I like to call it silo medicine.
Right, right.
You know, silo, you know the silos on the farm. Uh-huh. You got one silo for one type of feed, one silo for another type of feed. And in traditional medicine, it's very similar to that because you have like one silo, which is cardiovascular medicine, one that's gastroenterology, one that's endocrinology, et cetera, et cetera. And as you know, on a farm, you don't mix the silos,
right?
You mix the silos and things get confused. And in traditional medicine, they don't mix the silos either. So if you're going in for a cardiovascular problem, but it's actually something that started elsewhere, there's really nowhere to look.
Well, that's interesting you say that, and to bring up a statistic is that 87% of patients who have metabolic syndrome, which is the precursor to type 2 diabetes, have also been shown to have osteoarthritis. So it's interesting that, you know, in traditional medicine, you would go see your cardiologist if you have metabolic syndrome, and you wouldn't think to see him for osteoarthritis or her for osteoarthritis. But in functional medicine, what you're saying is you're seeing the doctor for all these issues because each body part relates with each other.
That's right. They're all integrated. And if we take a look at how the body works and we go back to our basic anatomy, our basic physiology, all these body parts talk to each other.
Yep.
So the question is, how do we get it to talk to us? How do we get it to talk to us as a doctor, as a physician, as a practitioner of functional medicine? And that's where the very highly specialized testing comes into play,
right?
Which is really key. And the testing is it's all science-based, so it's
right.
available to any practitioner.
Well, why don't you tell us about some of the testing that you do with your patients and that functional medicine has taught us that can be accurate and worthwhile with our patients?
Well, so, the testing that we do, it can be saliva testing. It can be urine. It could be stool. It could be hair. It could be blood. So there's a lot of different types of of areas of the body we can look at. So some of the testing might look at, for instance, cardiovascular function.
Right.
But also, in addition to cardiovascular function, we're looking at the physiology of what goes into that cardiovascular function. We might look at adrenal function. For instance, somebody that's really fatigued. That's the first area that you want to look at, is how are those adrenals functioning?
Well, let's back up a step. What
sure.
exactly is the adrenals, and what are the function of them? What do they do? Because this is an area where people don't realize they need their coffee, they get very little sleep, and a lot of times it's adrenal fatigue. So maybe you could just give us a little definition or breakdown
sure.
of what the adrenals are.
Sure. Yeah, the adrenal glands are little glands that sit on top of the kidneys on both sides, so you've got two of them. And they produce two very important, what we call stress hormones, cortisol and DHEA. Mm-hmm. And this cortisol and DHEA is like the fuel of the body. Now, when somebody is under stress, and it doesn't matter what kind of stress, we're talking about physiological, psychological, chemical, environmental, whatever type of stress, the body needs to produce these chemicals. And what can happen is that these chemicals, or these hormones, I should say, are running 24/7 in somebody that's really stressed out. They're always being produced. And if you don't take time to rest, what will happen is they'll start to shut down. It's kind of like running a car.
Right.
You know, it's like driving your car. If you drive your car 24/7, you never stop to fill up, what's going to happen? You're going to run out of gas.
Right.
And that's real typical of what happens. A classic example is, for instance, like a young mother who has one or two children. She's married, she's got the husband, and there's a big demand on her life. There's a big demand not only during the day, but, well, Drake, you just had a baby.
I had a baby about 2 weeks
ago. How's your sleep? How's your stress level?
You know, that's a great point. And these are some of the conditions or some of the underlying issues that people are having issues with. Sleep, we see people with memory issues, we see people with overweight, they overeat, and on top of it, they feel fatigued quite often. So fatigue's a big issue. But, you know, Dr. Ross, what are some of the common issues that you see, or common key health challenges that you see in your practice?
Well, I see a whole variety. I think probably the majority of individuals that come to see me are fatigued. That's their number one concern. But along with that comes digestive disorders. We see things like depression that can also be related to hormonal imbalances and neurotransmitters, which we're going to be talking about in the next couple weeks here with Dr.
Right.
Kellerman.
Right.
But we see things like food allergies, cravings, weight gain that they don't know where it came from. Just about everything. There isn't an area that I think we haven't touched on.
Right. And I'm sure you probably see quite a few patients who have pain, and that all is intertied. And that's the cool
Absolutely.
Thing about functional medicine, is it looks at the body as a whole, and then you can dissect and work integratively into helping patients get better. And that's what really seems cool about what you do, and really what separates what you do.
That's right.
You know, you wrote a book, Curing the Cause, and it's called Curing the Cause and Preventing the Disease. And actually, we have specials on it today. You
right.
want to tell the listeners what the special is on the book, and then we can talk a little bit about what the book's all about.
Right, right. And it's more than a book. It's a book. You've got six CDs.
True.
There's
True.
A DVD in there. So it's really like it's more of a home study course.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes for $197
okay.
for the book and the program. And today, for our listeners, we are offering it at, I believe it's $97.
Wow, that's a nice
for
savings.
The whole package.
Sounds
yep.
like a nice little Christmas gift for some, or maybe even you know, just a gift to understand what functional medicine is and what really... Curing the Cause is all about. So
right.
tell us a little bit about the book. What got you involved in writing this book and the DVDs and the CDs? And the thing I like about this specifically is I hear people saying, well, I don't have time to read a book, or I don't have time to watch a DVD, or I don't have time to listen to something in the car. But in reality, there you can make time for any of these three options. You give the listener, you give that patient an option to either, if they're at home, they can watch the DVD. If they're at home, they maybe can read the book, or even if they're in the car, they can listen
That's
to the
right.
audios. I know I've listened to the audios, and they're great CDs. And so it gives patients and the listeners and the viewer an opportunity to really experience the book in different modalities.
Right, right. And that is why I did that, was to provide it in multiple media so an individual can either read it. If, you know, some people would prefer to sit down at night and read their book.
Right.
Others would prefer to listen to it on the way to work. But the whole emphasis, the whole reason that I wrote this book is because I really wanted to bring out the facts and the truths on what health is all about. And more important than that is for the individual, for the public to understand how their bodies work. Mm-hmm. And when they're not working, why isn't it working right? What is it that we can be looking at differently, as opposed to saying, oh, I'm going to go to the doctor because I've got a stomach ache. But it's been a chronic stomach ache for years and years and years. Why does it keep coming back? So you'll find the answers in the book there. More than that, though, as my patients come in to see me, this is part of their program. So we do work together with the book, so they have an understanding of why we're doing what we're doing. I think over the years, Drake, so many people have just thrown up their hands and gone to their medical doctor, their traditional doctor, and said, I'm not feeling good. What can you give me?
Right.
Now what we're seeing is people saying, I'm not feeling good. Tell me why.
Well, and that's kind of what the paradigm shift has begun, because I know that I have many friends who will go and see their Western medical doctor, allopathic doctor, and they're waiting in the waiting room for about half an hour. They end up seeing the doctor for all of 3 minutes, where the doctor does a quick little, hey, how's everything going kind of thing? What's wrong with you? Okay, you have this issue. Well, here's the drug that will treat that issue. And in reality, when you use a drug for some of these key issues diseases or conditions, it seems as though we're really putting a Band-Aid on the problem versus getting to the root of the problem.
That's right. That's right. And that's really what traditional medicine is. Mm-hmm. You know, the difference being in traditional medicine, I know I'm getting off the book for a little bit here, traditional medicine looks at disease as the enemy, as a reason for to destroy that. They need to destroy that enemy. And that enemy is destroyed by whatever means they can, whether it's drugs or radiation or chemo. And in functional medicine, we really look at the disease as an opportunity for change.
Well, this is a very exciting topic. This is what the show is going to be about. It's about answering your questions. And we would like to have you join the show in progress. We are here live in the studios. If you'd like to join the show in progress, the phone number to do so is 866-472-5792. That's 866-472-5792. And I hope that you call us in with any kind of health concerns you have. Do not let anything go chronic. If it goes over 120 days, it's typically going to go chronic. We're here to help you with any kind of health challenge you have. Also, if you'd like to check us out on the web, Dr. Ross and his book and everything that's available today is at www.curingthecause.com. That's C-U-R-I-N-G, the T-H-E, cause, C-A-U-S-E.com. And if you'd like to book an appointment with Dr. Ross to see him, he's located in Del Mar, which is a coastal community north of San Diego, and he also accepts patients all across the world, including as well as the country. And the idea is to really help you get to the cause and understand how to get to the root of the problem. Phone number for that is 858-481-1131, and right now there's a special of, I believe, $47 or $49 for your first time visit. It's normally about $197 for the first visit, so this is an incredible special. And it's really Dr. Ross's heart speaking that he really wants to help you, and he's doing it for the minimum cost just to take care of your needs. This is Body Talk, and with the host Drake Kellis and Dr. Ross, and we'll be back after these messages.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Dr. Stephen Ross, the host of Body Talk, is available for one-on-one coaching and consulting in person in the San Diego area or by telephone anywhere around the world. Dr. Ross is here to assist you with all your health challenges. He's making his first consultation available to his listeners at only $47 for the first 10 callers during today's show. The special initial consultation rate reflects a savings of over 80%, available only to the first 10 callers. He's also making available his home study course, book, CD series, and bonus DVD, Curing the Cause and Preventing Disease, a new approach to the diagnosis and treatment of illness and aging with functional diagnostic medicine. It's at a reduced price of only $99 if you call today. In order to get either your first visit or your home study course at these discounted fees, you need to call Dr. Ross today at 858-481-1131. That's 858-481-1131. You can also visit curingthecause.com. Join thousands who have chosen better health.
visit CuringTheCause.com today.
Have you ever thought about changing the lives of millions of people as a health coach? As a professional health coach, you could be earning an average of over $191 an hour. Work from home, using your own phone and the internet. And here's the best part. It won't cost you a dime to get started. Visit MyHealthCoachCareer.com to start with your free health coaching lesson today. Get in on the ground floor of health coaching, the fastest growing small business opportunity in America. Your free lesson is waiting for you at MyHealthCoachCareer.com. That's MyHealthCoachCareer.com.
Want to learn more about Neurosciences laboratory testing and natural products for supporting a healthy nervous system? Visit the Neuroscience Inc. website at NeuroRelief.com. Here you can learn about the importance of neurotransmitters in health, explore our comprehensive menu of laboratory tests, and research the ways neuroscience is using nutrition to optimize health. Use our website to find a neuroscience physician near you or call us toll-free at 888-342-7272. That's 888-342-7272. Neuroscience. Improving health through the nervous system.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Body Talk with Dr. Stephen Ross and Drake Kellis. We'd love to hear from you with questions or comments about today's topics on the show. Feel free to call in during the live show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to Dr. Ross at CuringTheCause.com. Now, back to Body Talk.
Welcome back to Body Talk with your hosts, Drake Kellis and Dr. Stephen Ross. And today we're talking about the show and what our show is going to be about in functional medicine. And this is just so exciting to finally be here. We've been planning for the show. We're really excited to help you with your any kind of health challenges you may have and really kind of get back to the root cause and see if there's an alternative, a difference that we can make in each of these patients' lives. So we were talking about the book, Curing the Cause, and Dr. Ross's book, and what got him involved into writing this book. Anything else you want to add? And we'll get to some other key points.
Well, what I want to first of all find out, Drake, is let's hear a little bit about you and what got you into this and how you became the co-host today, because you've got quite a background as well.
You know, I appreciate that. I really enjoy being on the radio talking about health, because health is something that is so dear to us. I mean, we are so willing to take care of our cars. We're so willing to take care of other aspects of our life. But we got to look at our body as our car, our temple, and we need to take care of it.
That's right.
And so I began playing sports early on in, growing up. And then I ended up playing high school football and basketball and had a chance to letter for 3 years. And then I got to play football in college, and I was getting offers from many schools to go play Division I football. And needless to say, I ended up ending my career in junior college. But the opportunity I saw was when I was in high school, I knew that in order to beat teams, you need to be bigger, stronger, faster. And I realized that nutrition played a key role in doing that, as well as discipline in working out and exercising our body. As I did this, I would start to get all my buddies' creatine and the protein powders, because my father owned a nutrition company, and I realized that, you know, it really makes a difference when you take nutrition and add that to your protocol. So then later on, you know, down the road, after I ended my football career, I decided to look into selling nutrition. I did some of the multi-level marketing companies, and I realized I had a passion for this industry, but I didn't realize what that was about. And I really honestly thought it would bring me into sports medicine and working in the sports industry, which is a passion that I've always had. Needless to say, when my wife was pregnant, and I was working at Starbucks as a manager, and I knew that wasn't going to cut it. And on top of that, I had to finish.
Wait a minute, isn't that good nutrition?
Well, after burning everyone's adrenals, it was time to change things and really help people get better. And so, as my wife was pregnant, I had about 22 units left of school, which is a very, very full load. And I knew I had to do it in one semester so that I could support the family. And I ended up going in, once I finished school, I ended up getting a job with a nutrition company. And then I've been hosting another radio show in health. Health for about 3 years, and I absolutely love doing radio because it's an opportunity to speak to the listeners, and I oftentimes don't get that opportunity. I get to talk to a lot of doctors about nutrition, but I really get the opportunity to talk to the end user about nutrition, about health, how to change their lifestyle. And I've grown up in alternative medicine. I've been on probiotics since I was the age of five, and I'd ask my dad, you know, hey, I want my probiotics. And the funny thing is now it's full circle because I have about a daughter who's about 2.5 years old, and I have a boy, like we said earlier in the show, that is freshly born, about 2.5 weeks old. And now my daughter asks for her probiotics every day. She asks for her vitamin C, her echinacea, and her multivitamin.
So as and she's how old?
And she's a little over two. So my thought is if she can take it, and she's been very healthy since, then we all know that nutrition plays a key role.
Right.
And functional medicine has been a big asset.
So all those vitamins, even for little kids.
Even for little kids. And the probiotics, for one, are really incredible. And the reason I say that is because the immune system takes at least 2 years to fully develop. So I know we're going to be talking about immunization next week with Dr. Corin. And this is really important because immunization actually can harm the immune system, because the immune system's not fully developed. And, you know, in some cases it may be something good, but we'll talk a little about that next week. I don't want to get on a rant about immunization.
Well, can you just spend like a few maybe a couple minutes here on what probiotics are? Because I think that's a word that people probably have heard, but they really don't understand.
You know, that's a great question. So probiotics are different than antibiotics. And a lot of times when we get sick, our doctors prescribe us antibiotics. Let's look at the meaning of antibiotics. And my father's a PhD in nutritional biochemistry, so he always liked to break down words for us. And anti is against, biotics is life. So against life, to me, that sounds like poison.
Interesting, yes.
Now, let's talk about that a step further, is that antibiotics can be specifically used for bacteria infections. And in some cases, they can be used for some things that you may need them for. However, oftentimes, antibiotics are overprescribed. Now, there's so much research on antibiotics and the benefits and the cons, and I we could say that for another show, but
that could be two shows, I think.
At least two.
Right.
But let's talk about probiotics, and getting back to your root question, is that probiotics essentially are bacteria that help feed a positive environment in your gut, in your GI. And what that looks like is they're like Pac-Man. They go after the bad guys and grow the good guys that help you have a good gut flora. And
so probiotics are the good bacteria that you want to put into the body.
You got it. And
okay.
And that's really key. And you know, I love the topic of probiotics because it's so important. We often think that, you know, you can go and get an Activia or some kind of yogurt that has a lot of probiotics in it. In reality, there's not enough probiotics to get the clinical results that you see. And oftentimes, I know, Dr. Ross, you're prescribing close to 15 billion CFUs. That's 15 billion little organisms in there that go after creating a healthy bacteria.
And they're live organisms, aren't they?
They definitely are.
If it's well produced, they are alive.
Right. And so, you know, we were talking about probiotics. You can actually get some of the probiotics on curingthecause.com. If you go to the website, we have the probiotics on there. And the key thing, I know that the probiotics you use, Dr. Ross, are genus, species, strain specific. And once again,
what the heck did that mean?
this is really important. Lactobacillus acidophilus is the genus and the species, but oftentimes the companies won't list the strain, and there's numerous strains that have different benefits in the body. And so some, you know, the companies that you're using, I know for you, Dr. Ross, you're using companies that have listed the strain in probiotics.
Right.
And the key thing about this is that if we looked at dogs are the mammal, you got canine, but there's specific canines such as German Shepherds that could protect your home, or healing dogs, maybe like a Chihuahua or something that, you know, each dog has different modalities and different needs. And the same things about probiotics. So probiotics are really important, but if you go to a store and buy probiotics, you really don't know what you're getting. And that's why it's important to get a lot of your nutrition through Dr. Ross, because you're getting specific nutrition that's been studied, that's been used over time in clinical studies. Dr. Ross has used this nutrition over and over again.
Right. And that's a really important point here that I want to bring up also regarding nutrition. We're going to be talking a lot about nutrition on this show here.
Right.
And I want the public to know, I want my patients to know also, that it's important that you get quality nutritional products.
Right.
There's all kinds of companies out there selling everything from calcium to your fish oils. But unless you know where it came from, and yet unless you know the quality of those products, you really don't know what you're getting, do you?
Yeah, that brings up a great point. You know, that's the scary part, because nutrition in its purest form and the research that's been done is very, very beneficial to patients.
Right.
However, if you're not getting the right quality nutrition, then that's a problem. And
right.
And we've seen stuff that's out there for 99 cents for a thing of fish oils, or even
$5.
I mean, I hate to point the guys out, but Costco is the king of giving the cheapest the cheapest product at the cheapest price. And you know,
but
so
you can get them in 50 gallon barrels.
that could be true. So the great thing I've heard is that often the most expensive nutrition is the one that doesn't work. So instead of spending $5, $10, $11, and I know people want to be cost-effective in how they're spending their money, really get quality nutrition if you're going to take nutrition.
Right, right. And quality meaning that they have been tested in what's called nutritional assays to
right.
evaluate the quality and the quantity of what's in those supplements.
Right. And you know, we're talking about programs. We could literally spend a whole program talking about quality in the nutrition field.
And that's right.
And it's amazing. There's some companies out there that are going to bat for Congress to raise the bar so that we can have the best nutrition out there. So, you know, like I said, this show is about you as the listener. We would like you to join the show in progress as we are live here on Voice America. And the number to call into the station is 866-472-5792, 866-472-5792. And if you have any health concerns, whether it's sleep, whether it's fatigue, whether it's trouble focusing, maybe it's any of those kind of gut issues where you have the stomach aches, or maybe digestion issues, immune challenges, we're here to help you. And Dr. Ross has been studying this field of functional medicine for many years. He's been practicing it. He's become an expert in functional diagnostic medicine, and we're here to help you. Also, if you'd like to check out the website, it's www.curingthecause.com. And once again, we have two specials going on for the show, is that if you'd like to buy the book and the CDs and the DVD, the whole Curing the Cause package, it is normally $197. We're offering it today special for $97. So half, less than half of 50%. And I know for myself, I like a good deal, and that is a good deal. And then also, if you'd like to join Dr. Ross and you'd like to check out his clinic, and see Dr. Ross as a patient, you can go ahead and call Dr. Ross's phone number at 858-481-1131. Once again, that's 858-481-1131. And we are offering a special that if you'd like to come as a first-time patient, it's $47, normally $197. So that's even better than the book special. and that's Dr. Ross with his heart really helping to get to the cause for your health needs, challenges, and concerns. This is Curing the Cause. Or I'm sorry, this is Body Talk, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Want to learn more about neuroscience's laboratory testing and natural products for supporting a healthy nervous system? Visit the Neuroscience Inc. website at neurorelief.com. Here you can learn about the importance of neurotransmitters in health, explore our comprehensive menu of laboratory tests, and research the ways neuroscience is using nutrition to optimize health. Use our website to find a neuroscience physician near you, or call us toll-free at 888-342-7272. That's 888-342-7272. Neuroscience. Improving health through the nervous system.
Have you ever thought about changing the lives of millions of people as a health coach? As a professional health coach, you could be earning an average of over $191 an hour. Work from home, using your own phone and the internet. And here's the best part. It won't cost you a dime to get started. Visit myhealthcoachcareer.com to start with your free health coaching lesson today. Get in on the ground floor of health coaching, the fastest growing small business opportunity in America. Your free lesson is waiting for you at myhealthcoachcareer.com. That's myhealthcoachcareer.com.
Dr. Stephen Ross, the host of Body Talk, is available for one-on-one coaching and consulting in person in the San Diego area or by telephone anywhere around the world. Dr. Ross is here to assist you with all your health challenges. He's making his first consultation available to his listeners at only $47 for the first 10 callers during today's show. The special initial consultation rate reflects a savings of over 80%, available only to the first 10 callers. He's also making available his home study course, book, CD series, and bonus DVD, Curing the Cause and Preventing Disease, a new approach to the diagnosis and treatment of illness and aging with functional diagnostic medicine. It's at a reduced price of only $99 if you call today. In order to get either your first visit or your home study course at these discounted fees, you need to call Dr. Ross today at 858-481-1131. That's 858-481-1131. You can also visit curingthecause.com. Join thousands who have chosen better health. Visit curingthecause.com today.
Your life, your health, your network. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Body Talk with Dr. Stephen Ross and Drake Kellis. We'd love to hear from you with questions or comments about today's topics on the show. Feel free to call in during the live show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to Dr. Ross at curingthecause.com. Now, back to Body Talk.
Welcome back to Body Talk with your hosts, Drake Kellis and Dr. Stephen Ross. And this is our inaugural show. We're really excited to talk about health and really help patients get better.
Yes, and we're having fun here too, I think.
I hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. Make this fun and exciting and interesting for people. Say, I want to mention also before we go any further to our listeners here that if they know of others that would like to hear this program and just weren't able to dial in today, that it will be on the website within 24 hours. So,
wow.
And it's going to be downloadable, so you can download it into your MP3 or put it on a disc and pop it in your car and listen to it in your convenience.
You know, I think you've done a great job in allowing people and listeners to get so many opportunities. If they can't, read it, they can hear it. Or, you know, it's like you've covered in the book, you've covered the visual, the audio, and also the listener. So, person who likes to see. I guess that's visual audio. But anyways, you cover every single
learning. Well, I want to make this information available to everybody.
Right, right.
You know.
And then, and also the great thing is you can download this a copy of this show and then, you know, listen on your iPod or you can listen in your car. So
that's
whatever's easiest
that's
for you. Let's get a little bit more into the book. And there's three key things that you say in there, and you call them your three pillars of health.
Right.
Let's talk about what the three pillars of health are and how this is really important health concerns in America.
Right. Yeah, we call we break the body down into three different very important areas, and I call them the three pillars of health. And the three pillars of health consist of the hormonal immune system, and we combine those two systems there because they are very closely related.
Right.
The digestive system and the detoxification system. And we call these the three pillars because every other system in the body, whether it's the cardiovascular system or the nervous system, they're all dependent upon how well these three systems function.
Mm-hmm.
So these three pillars, if we begin with the first one, we talked a little about the hormonal system at the beginning of our show regarding the adrenal glands. So the hormonal system really acts as the command center. It's kind of the executive center. That, along with the nervous system, it's really the executive center. And it helps to regulate regulates energy production. This is where we're going to see regulation of fat and weight metabolism and distribution, mood, memory, learning, sleep, sugar and insulin balance, and a whole host of other functions. I think most people really don't have an understanding of how important this hormonal system is.
Right.
And it has a direct communication from the brain as well.
And when I was talking about, you know, before working at Starbucks, I was saying I was killing the adrenals. That's what got me into nutrition. We can actually replenish the adrenals.
That's right.
You don't need to drink coffee when you're extremely tired and exhausted, and you can use nutrients that help support the adrenals.
That's right. Absolutely. And the hormonal imbalances are really common amongst people suffering with weight issues and fatigue and aging and depression, just to name a few.
Yeah.
And again, most people don't really understand that the immune system regulates the body's ability to fight chronic and recurrent infections, as well as the ability to repair cells. And just to give you an idea here, Drake, some common symptoms of hormonal or adrenal dysfunction. We call it adrenal stress or adrenal exhaustion.
Right.
Let me just give you a list of a few things that might indicate whether you have adrenal stress or not.
Let's do it. Let's go
through
that.
So we've got allergies and sinus problems.
Right.
Depression, digestive disorders, dry and thin skin, excessive hunger or cravings for sugar, fatigue, food and inhalant allergies, hair loss, headaches, immune deficiencies, inability to concentrate, infections, irritability, liver, thyroid, and pancreatic disorders, mood swings, pain, poor memory, PMS, sleep disorders, and weight gain.
Seems like we could spend a week on each of those topics alone.
And we might.
There might be a possibility of that.
Right. But these are just some of the symptoms. Now, again, we have to recognize that symptoms are the last phase of body dysfunction. They're not the first.
Right.
So by the time you've got these symptoms, your body is already malfunctioning. So here's the question. Why did you get this in the first place? So in functional medicine, we're really asking the question why. As opposed to in traditional medicine, you go in with mood swings or pain or poor memory, and what are they going to do, Drake?
They have no clue what they're going to do. They've been taking a drug or something like
right,
that.
Right. They'll probably prescribe something for the symptom.
You got it.
And it's interesting.
A Band-Aid approach.
Right, right. And it's interesting to recognize that 97% of the drugs prescribed today are for symptomatic relief.
Yeah.
97%.
Wow. And the scary part is 106,000 people typically die over, on average, every year of either pharmaceutical drugs or some kind of challenges there. And, you know, I think those are probably on the rise with the antibiotics that were being overprescribed.
You know what? I actually have heard that number to be more than 250,000 people.
Wow.
Every year. And to give you a perspective of how many people are dying every year as a result of prescribed medications, let's say a Boeing 747 fell out of the sky today. Would that be news?
Oh, it'd be all over the paper.
What if one fell out of the sky every single day throughout the year? That's 250,000 people.
Wow.
So it should be more newsworthy than it is, but unfortunately it's not.
And the interesting thing is that the FAA or they would ground all the planes and make sure that everything's done. I mean, I've been
in the
airport.
Nobody would fly anymore.
I've been in the airport where they say, hey, we have some kind of problem here. We need to check it. And they've canceled flights.
Right.
It's very interesting that, you know, unfortunately, the lobbyists are typically the drug companies and the insurance companies that back this. And so then there's not as much concern or cause for concern. And they look at it, well, there's people, more help being done than people getting harmed. Well, there's more people flying to where they need to go than there is people dying, but it's a reality that we need to take care of this and address.
And there's a lot of public relations out there that suppresses this information, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, we have a caller, so we'd like to go to our caller, Gina in San Diego. Gina, you have a question on abdominal digestion problems. That seems pretty complex.
Hello, Gina.
Hopefully, Dr. Ross can answer it. How are you doing today?
Hi, very good, very good. I wanted to congratulate you guys. First of all, I think this is a wonderful program and much needed. I had a question for Dr. Ross, or is it Drake?
Yes, you know, Dr. Ross is going to answer most of the questions, but if I can help any way I can, I will definitely interject. So go ahead, Gina.
Certainly. What kind of testing, you had mentioned that there were testing available for digestive problems. If a person has a lot of bloating and gas and just not feeling good, what can be done with something like that? What kind of a testing to get to find out what is causing it?
Well, that's a great question. I'll let Dr. Ross take a stab at this one because this is his specialty.
And it's interesting that she brings up digestion right now because that's actually the second pillar we were going to talk about there. Digestive issues can be from a number of different sources. And one of the first things that we'll do when a patient comes in with digestive issues after we go through a very thorough history. And just to let our listeners know, when you come in as a patient or we're talking over the phone as a patient, our first visit is our history, and I usually spend at least an hour, maybe even an hour and a half with the individual.
Wow.
Because I want to find out really what the history is. For instance, with you, Gina, how long have you had digestive problems?
Off and on for 15 years.
15
wow.
years, okay. And that reminds me of a patient that I had a few years ago who had digestive issues. She had them for 25 years.
Oh, wow.
And I asked her, I said, you know, how long has this been going on for, 25 years? And she says that, you know, she doesn't really recall exactly when, and we talked about it, and we found out that 25 years ago is when she got married. And I usually have people laugh about that. And I say, okay, so you've had this for 25 years, and Gina, this might be your case too. After she got married, I said, did you go on a honeymoon? And she said, yes. And I said, where? She said, Mexico.
Oh,
I asked
geez.
Her if she got sick. What do you think the answer was, Drake?
Of course.
Absolutely.
Yes.
She got sick, but, you know, she went to her doctor when she came back to the States and was given some medication, basically a cork to stop the diarrhea that she was having. And it went away for a short time, then it came back months later, but she didn't correlate that with the same incidents. And she had been to many doctors over the years, and all kinds of blood tests were done. Nobody really knew what was going on. I said, you know what? I think you're probably dealing with something that you've had just as long, and it's
right.
probably parasites.
Right.
So, Gina, have you been out of the country?
Several times, yes.
Several times. Did you get sick?
You know, the first few days, usually. And then my body would, you know, would adjust.
You'd adapt to it? Okay.
Exactly. So I really didn't put the two together.
Right. So, very similarly with my patient, we did a very highly specialized gastrointestinal test. It was a stool test, and it actually looked at the stool over a three-day period. And it's very important that we look over a 3 to 4 day period, because some of these parasites and some of the bacteria can show themselves every 3 to 4 days. So they're not going to show themselves right away, necessarily.
If I only go to the bathroom like once every 3 days.
Well, then that's when we do the sampling.
Yeah.
Because the feces will remain in there for those 3 days. So we'll do it in every three episodes. And in this individual, we did happen to find a number of pretty nasty things. We found what's called cryptosporidium. We found Girardia, and Drake, you're familiar with those.
Oh, yeah.
They're not fun things, and these are things that we find in third world countries.
Are these bacteria, or what are they?
Those are bacteria and parasites and bacterial overgrowth. We found fungus and yeast that was overgrown in her body. So what we did in her case is we treated her with botanicals and natural methods, nutritional supplements, things like that. And we did kill off and help to restore the gut to its normal flora over about 60 days or so. But what's real important here, Gina, is that in traditional medicine, they usually don't have you come back and retest. They just give you something and say, here you go, and you feel better.
Right.
But the important thing is to retest and to find out if you really got it. And in this individual, we did get it. But, lo and behold, other things showed up.
Well, you know, Gina, we want to continue with your call, because this is a very important topic that a lot of people suffer from. GI, they call it irritable bowel syndrome, also inflammatory bowel disease. And we don't want things to go chronic. And in this case, maybe it already has. But we can really help you get back to the root cause of your problems. So we're going to head to a commercial. We'll rejoin you after the commercial. If you'd like to join the show in progress, the phone number to do so is 866-472-5792. If you'd like to join us on the web, check out our website at curingthecause.com. That's www.curingthecause.com. This is Body Talk with your host, Drake Kellis and Dr. Stephen Ross. We'll be right back after these commercial messages.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you ever thought about changing the lives of millions of people as a health coach? As a professional health coach, you could be earning an average of over $191 an hour. Work from home, using your own phone and the internet. And here's the best part. It won't cost you a dime to get started. Visit myhealthcoachcareer.com to start with your free health coaching lesson today. Get in on the ground floor of health coaching, the fastest growing small business opportunity in America. Your free lesson is waiting for you at myhealthcoachcareer.com. That's myhealthcoachcareer.com.
Dr. Stephen Ross, the host of Body Talk, is available for one-on-one coaching and consulting in person in the San Diego area or by telephone anywhere around the world. Dr. Ross is here to assist you with all your health challenges. He's making his first consultation available to his listeners at only $47 for the first 10 callers during today's show. The special initial consultation rate reflects a savings of over 80%, available only to the first 10 callers. He's also making available his home study course, book, CD series, and bonus DVD, Curing the Cause and Preventing Disease, a new approach to the diagnosis and treatment of illness and aging with functional diagnostic medicine. It's at a reduced price of only $99 if you call today. In order to get either your first visit or your home study course at these discounted fees, you need to call Dr. Ross today at 858-481-1131. That's 858-481-1131. You can also visit CuringTheCause.com. Join thousands who have chosen better health. Visit CuringTheCause.com today. Want to learn more about Neurosciences laboratory testing and natural products for supporting a healthy nervous system? Visit the Neuroscience Inc. website at neurorelief.com. Here you can learn about the importance of neurotransmitters in health, explore our comprehensive menu of laboratory tests, and research the ways neuroscience is using nutrition to optimize health. Use our website to find a neuroscience physician near you or call us toll-free at 888-342-7272. That's 888-342-7272. Neuroscience. Improving health through the nervous system.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Body Talk with Dr. Stephen Ross and Drake Kellis. We'd love to hear from you with questions or comments about today's topics on the show. Feel free to call in during the live show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to Dr. Ross at CuringTheCause.com. Now, back to Body Talk.
Welcome back to Body Talk with your host, Drake Kellis, and hosting as well, Dr. Stephen Ross. And before we left for break, we were talking about Gina about abdominal digestion problems. And like I said, that was somewhat of a complicated matter. And it also gave an opportunity to Dr. Ross to be able to share about some of his patients who've had some good success. So we hope we can help you, Gina. Gina, is there any other questions you have?
What I wanted to know is that if I am having like these bacteria or these parasites, could it affect my children or my family?
Oh, absolutely, Gina. Good question. That's really important. And I tell my patients that do have digestive problems and we find that there's bacterial overgrowth or especially parasites, that the rest of the family has to be tested. Because if we clean you up and you get reinfected, what was that worth? Right? So it's really important that the rest of the family find out as well. And also, I tell people if they have pets as well, bring them into the vet, get their stool test done, because they can carry these as well.
Yeah, and you bring up another good point is epigenetics is the study of that what our parents ate and what our grandparents ate affects us and our DNA genetic expression and nutrition and functional medicine is looking also at genetic expression and we look at people twins that both have 23 chromosomes, they're all the same, but one could be autistic and the other one could be perfectly normal. Well, this is a genetic expression that maybe was not the right kind of a genetic expression we want, or maybe
That's
it wasn't
right.
a healthy genetic expression, or maybe it's a different issue. But epigenetics is looking at what our parents eat and what our grandparents eat, and in turn, that also is affected about what your children are eating or how you are.
That's right.
Genetic expression.
That's right. Genetics, epigenetics is telling us also that what we do today will affect four generations down. So,
Definitely. Yeah,
it's really important that we find out how the whole family is doing.
So. Hopefully we got your question asked, Gina. Is there anything else you'd like?
Definitely. No, I'm going to take advantage of the offer and call in and schedule something with you.
Please do. And I'm going to give that number out again. It's 858-481. Uh-huh. 1131. That will give you, and when you call in that number today, we have an operator standing by that will actually give you the special, and I believe it's $47 or $49
for the first visit, right.
Which is absolutely incredible. And it doesn't matter if you're located in Pittsburgh or if you're located in Detroit or Chicago or New York, Florida,
or China,
Hong Kong, whenever you get a chance to listen to this radio show, feel free to call that number, and that's 858 858- 888-481-1131. And if you'd like to, you can also email Dr. Ross at www.curingthecause.com. You can actually go on there and take a look at the website, and there should be an area in there where it'll say email Dr. Ross or somehow contact us, and Dr. Ross can get those to you. And if you have a question for the next week's show, feel free to do the same thing. So thank you for your call, Gina. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Gina. Thank you very much, and thank you for doing what you guys are doing.
Thank you. Hey, we're more than honored to do this, and that goes for anyone who wants to get help. And I know that Gina is going to be able to come into your clinic and get some help this week,
hopefully, or
next week.
Right.
But, you know, this show is about, we're talking, once again, getting back to the book, Curing the Cause, and we're continuing with the three pillars of health, and we just talked about number two. And what's the third pillar of health?
Well, number three is the detoxification system, but what I want to say before that is the story I was telling you about my patient with the digestive problems for 25 years. You can actually go on the website, and I've got a whole list of testimonials, video testimonials, and that's Kathy Kay. If you want to click on Kathy Kay's testimonial, she'll tell you her story herself.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad you were able to help Kathy. So,
thank you. So, yes, the third pillar is the detoxification system. And in our modern world, we're creating high levels of chemicals and heavy metal exposure every day. And that's really affecting our detoxification system. And our detoxification system really centers around our liver. And with what's happening today, we've got environmental toxins and food additives and medications. It's all contributing to higher levels of toxicities in our body. And if your detoxification system is overtaxed and you've got destructive chemicals, these chemicals start to build up.
You know, and you bring up a good point, and I've heard people often say, well, why do you even need to detox? You know, your body does that naturally. Well, unfortunately, back in the early 20s, 30s, there wasn't nearly as many pesticides and environmental toxins as there are now. And so it really creates an opportunity for our body to be able to detox and use specific nutrients to help detox. And I know detoxification is really important. I know that's the third pillar of health that you really focus in on as well.
That's right. And we will have, as one of our guests, a specialist in that area of detoxification. So that's going to be real interesting.
Well, we are, we're getting close to ending the show. And this is, the inauguration of Body Talk. And we really, look forward to it, as there's a lot of new changes coming in the new year with the new president. We hope that we are your new show that you get a chance to listen to on a weekly basis. And hopefully live. And sometimes some shows will be live, some shows will be taped. But bottom line, we want you to listen to Body Talk because we want to give you another choice to really help those health challenges you have, whether it's sleep, whether it's depression, whether it's maybe food allergies, or you're eating too much, or maybe it's cardiovascular diseases. It could be anything, but the idea is that we really want to help you in your health challenges. And so next week we actually have the privilege of having Dr. Ted Koren on, and we talked a little bit about what he's going to be talking about.
Very excited about
it. Why don't you go ahead and talk, Dr. Ross, why don't you tell us about what Dr. Koren's going to be talking about.
Dr. Koren's going to be speaking on the subject that is very controversial, has been for many years. It's immunizations and vaccinations. And we have seen over the years controversies, especially as it relates to autism. And he's going to talk about that. He's going to touch on that subject. But what I'm really excited about is Dr. Koren has been in front of Congress numerous times. He's written numerous books on the subject. He's very, very well researched, as you'll see that all of our guests will be very well researched and very well respected in their field. So that's going to be a very interesting show. It's probably going to be controversial, too, I would imagine. We'll get some callers in from both sides.
You know, and you bring up a good point. My wife and I, when we first had our baby, I was new into the nutrition field, and even though I knew a little bit about alternative health care and been grown up in this, that was a really tough issue of, are we going to vaccinate our daughter, are we not? And, we decided not to, and to this day, we stand by that decision. And she's been one of the most healthy kids at her age. Very rarely sick, I think maybe once or twice in a 2.5-year span, which most people get sick quite often. The studies have shown they go up more and more.
That's right. And different types of sicknesses.
Definitely. Right. We're seeing on Oprah, we see Jenny McCarthy talking about vaccines and why she wants to change the way that they're done. She has been big on the green vaccine.
Well, she's got a child that's autistic that she believes very strongly happened following a vaccination.
Right. And I'm looking forward to seeing Dr. Ted Curran talking about this and being a part of our show. And the really cool thing about it is that he's written papers. I know that I've been into chiropractic offices as well as alternative health offices, and they have what's in a vaccine. And I think that people will be shocked to know what is in a vaccine. It's just the little
absolutely.
Things, you know, that people don't realize what's in there. I know that when my wife and I made this decision, we had somebody say, hey, you know, you guys are the devil because you're making this decision.
Yes.
Anyways, that's going to be a great show. We are wrapping up the show. We really have enjoyed being with you as a guest, as listeners. I hope that this show really helps you change your thought on alternative medicine and on health medicine. And if you'd like to get a hold of Dr. Ross and join him in his clinic, the phone number is 858-481-1131. That's 858-481-1131. 1131. There's operators standing by. They can book you with your next appointment with the show special of $47. Also, if you'd like to get the book, Curing the Cause, or if you'd like to take a look at the website and everything in it, it's www.curingthecause.com. And feel free to email Dr. Ross if you have any questions. You want any questions answered on the air next week? You want to ask Dr. Corin a question, but you're not able to join us live? Feel free to email us, and we're really excited about the show. Welcome to Body Talk. We're here in San Diego, but we're here across the country, across the world. We're here to help you with your health concerns. Wishing you better health and better life from here in your future. This is this is Drake Kellis.
And Dr. Stephen Ross, thank you very much for listening. Drake, thank you.
And stay tuned for next week's show with Dr. Stephen Ross, Drake Kellis, and Dr. Ted Curran. This is Body Talk, and we'll see you next week.
Appreciate your joining us this week for Body Talk. We have another topic lined up for you next week, so join us again Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.